From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Stuart Wiki Band. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
It's not far to the forest, it's not far to the sea. Everyone's got something they'd like to see. Save me from winter, deliver from heat. It's not far to the homeland, about 6 and 20. In mountainous highways and cavernous falls, and diving in cities with paper-thin walls, I'd ask you to follow. Not far from the homeland, about 6 and 20. Take me far from the people, take me far and let me be. Take my head out of the sand, take my body from the sea. I've got a feeling I've seen all that I can see. Bid farewell to the homeland, bid farewell to me. Treacherous hallways and overcast skies, enshrouded in secrets, ambiguous lies. What does one do when everything's seen? Take me out of the homeland by 6 and 20.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, They're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 583rd live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with the Stuart Wickie Band. Stuart has been an active force in the Louisville music scene since 2012. As a solo artist, he drew attention to himself with his powerful voice and poignant lyrics. His lyrics have been compared to songwriters like Paul Simon, Taylor Goldsmith, and David Bazan, and he is a graduate of the University of Louisville Jazz Studies. Please welcome the Stuart Wickie Band to the Red Barn stage. Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak more with the Stuart Wickie Band.
Thanks, Renee. So if you are just joining us, you're listening to the Stuart Wickie Band. Stuart's here playing with Isaac Poole and Brandon Miller and Matthew Mazzoni. Stuart, tell us about the path that led you to music.
I'll start in high school, I guess. I started playing bass, really, and I have my sister to thank for that because she started playing guitar. She started taking guitar lessons when she was 13.
Older sister?
Yes. Yeah. And she wanted to play with somebody, and she didn't know anybody else that played, so she asked me to play bass. And I was like, why can't I play guitar? So bass started out as my main instrument. I actually ended up going to school for bass. I just graduated from UofL with a bass degree. I started writing songs on guitar because it's a lot easier than writing songs on bass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been writing for about 10, 11 years now. I'm not really sure I would call what I did when I was 13 writing. It wasn't very good.
When you were 13, was there someone, teacher, a music teacher, school teacher, who really encouraged you to write?
Yeah, not necessarily in this style, but I was always encouraged to pursue music. I never felt like it was something I couldn't do, and I never felt like anybody told me it wasn't good enough to do it. People were very encouraging. So my band director in high school, my mom and my sister, and my kind of private guitar teacher. So it was very fostering environment for that.
Live life, don't you live no lie. If you don't wanna, don't pretend. Small town, he won't get you nowhere. Gotta jump while you're gotta give. Something's gotta give. Don't you worry, don't cry. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. Don't you worry, don't cry. She don't gotta give. Don't you worry, don't cry. Something's gotta give. Something's gotta give. Don't you worry, don't cry.
Go to a school where there was a good fine arts program, a good band? Was it a big high school?
No, very, very small. Isaac and I went to the same high school. It was very small, but we had a jazz combo program, and it was just mostly friends who got together and played tunes. The jazz part of it was secondary. It was just getting together with people that we liked to play with.
So was this a rural school? Where did you all
come
from?
No, it was downtown Louisville. We went to Brown High School. I don't know.
A private school? Is it a magnet
program? It was a magnet, yeah.
Okay. Magnet focused on fine arts?
I'm not really sure what they're focused. Do you have any idea?
It's just diversity. They just try to get as many people from as many different places as possible.
Huh.
Yeah. We weren't really particularly smart or good at arts or anything. We were just different
yeah. from everybody else, yeah.
That was Isaac talking there. It sounds like it was a neat environment, though. They sort of fostered some creativity in you guys, let you take off and do things that interested you, which sounds like a perfectly great educational experience for kids in high school, especially kids, you know, who are dumb and untalented.
Exactly, yeah.
You call yourselves, which you obviously aren't.
There's days in which you spend far too long looking at a picture, sleeping in a stranger's bed and struggling to remember. The distance far between the memories made and memories kept, as if the curtain lifted, but the actors all they left. Childish hearts still haunted playing, let all else be damned. But that I'm in keeping just a fraction of a second with anything, how minuscule that ever was expected. But I'm certain it's the only thing I've ever gotten right. So watch from every corner, every page of every book, and it will always be my worry you're unhappy when you look.
When did you discover that great voice of yours, Stuart?
Well, first of all, thank you. I started listening to a band called the Decemberists when I was in, sophomore or junior year of high school, and my vocal style really came out of the lead singer from that band, because he has a very wide mouth that projects a lot of sound and enunciates it's a very distinct style. I was listening to them, and I was like, I kind of want to be this guy. you know? I could, he kind of looks like me. I could take his aesthetic. I could take his voice, you know?
Did you ever get out and actually see them play? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I think I've seen them 3 or 4 times now. They're really amazing.
Did you have a vocal instructor who taught you how to work with your voice and you know, take care of your voice?
No. That'd be a good thing to do probably now that if I'm planning on doing this professionally. I have no idea how to take care of my voice. I sing in a choir. Part of my day job, I guess you could call it, is singing in a church choir full time. And the music director there has been really great, and kind of I've picked up a lot of stuff working with him. You know, really the main thing that I've learned is if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. So that's as much as I've got.
All right, well, that's good for all of us to live by. Yeah. Did you grow up going to church a lot and involved in the church? Did that shape your musical life at all?
My family was kind of Catholic, not very, though. You know, we were Christmas and Easter Catholics,
okay,
as they call them, C&E.
Uh-huh.
No, not really. I've always been kind of enamored with church music and church symbolism because my dad listened to a lot of sacred music when I was younger, but not particularly religious, no.
So sacred music of the classical ilk?
Like if you've ever heard of Sacred Harp, like the Appalachian folk hymns, that kind of stuff was really his favorite thing that's influenced a lot of the way that I listen to music.
Shape note?
Yes.
Singing and this sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. And that's also kind of helped with the voice because it's, you know, it's a lot of untrained voices just projecting and, you know, it's sacred praise music. It's as loud as you can get. Loud.
Loud. Good word for it.
Yeah. It's just passionate, I guess, is really the phrase of the term I'm looking for.
Take my hand. I of something. You're still so young, but I'll still hold you closely, and I'll fire the gun. It gives me pleasure to say your name. It's simple beauty, drives me insane.
Do you find yourself wandering into political territory more? I think you were saying earlier that that is
right.
Maybe a little more of your direction now.
I mean, definitely right now it's in the forefront. It's kind of hard to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely now more than ever. But I've always had that kind of interest in writing. I just never felt like I was very articulate on that subject. So I usually refrained from writing it when I was younger because, you know, when you're 17, 18 years old, all you hear is like, oh, you'll understand it when you're older.
Yeah, that's right.
And now I feel like, okay, well, maybe people telling me that also don't understand it.
Uh-huh. Is it your hope that you would write some tunes that have a political bent to them that might maybe sort of unveil some hypocrisies or help people have a deeper understanding of things going on in the world?
You know, as much as I'm capable of doing that, I don't know that I have that in me right now, but that's something I would love to do because there's a lot of politically motivated music that I've listened to that has kind of not changed the way I think about something, but changed the way I talk about it. I was 17 when I first left home. Couldn't stand to say goodbye, so I turned and left without a word.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Stuart Wiki Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of the Stuart Wiki Band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.